Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show.
720 WGN.
That was the voice of John Williams. He's one of the, you know, I mean, John, you know, we've all known John for 20-plus years. Does a great job on the weekend with us. Great job every afternoon on WCCO in Minneapolis, which, by the way, I listen to John a lot. You could hear John on, you know, TuneIn and other places, any app you want. CCO, legendary radio station. But also, you know, he developed this VibeScore app, which is tremendous. You know, that's like, it's like Tinder for news.
It is,
that's
yeah.
It's a hot news
yeah.
story. And it's hot, it's not hot.
It's a good way to put it. Yeah. Swipe right, swipe
yellow.
Left.
And also can give us a little bit of the Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul take on this kid, Matt Olson, and the combined efforts of the Blackhawks and the Wild. Good morning to you, Mr. Williams.
Boy, you guys crack me up. My app is like Tinder for news. I want to be Tinder for Tinder, Steve. I don't want to be Tinder for news.
Did you see that Tinder wants to get into the political business where you could take a candidate and swipe right or swipe left?
That's a pretty good idea.
It's not bad, really, really.
I think that's actually, when you consider what Trump and Cruz are arguing about, I think we're already there. We might as well just dive in.
Speaking of Trump and Cruz, it makes me think of Rubio and the fact that the good people of Minnesota have a bunch of Rubio delegates they'd like to give away. What's the status of that?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's kind of complicated because I don't know if you've been following this, but the Republican Party is sort of making up the rules as they go.
Right.
Or they might at the convention. So I think in the first round, the Rubio delegates are committed to actually voting for Rubio, though he's technically not running. It's in the ensuing round? How clear are you on this, Steve?
Well, my
it's
thought,
in the ensuing round that they're at play.
Yeah, my thought was they were free agents right away, but then in a little research, I think you're right about that. I think they're locked in for one vote.
Right.
And then if nobody gets to 1237, then it's off to the races.
And I saw somewhere that Trump would need 90% of the free agents if it's a brokered convention in that first round to lock it up. In the second round, that's where you get to the sort of carnival that everybody wants to see happen. I mean, if for no other reason, entertainment purposes. But that's where it would really get interesting, because then about 75% of the delegates are free, and then they could vote for you or me or Andre or anybody they wanted.
Now, Minnesota is a largely Democratic state, and I assume Hillary is doing well?
Yeah, she is, although, you know, it's a college town, too. The Twin Cities are, so there's a big Bernie Sanders faction here. But you're right. It's the only state, right, that has not voted for Trump or Cruz.
Right.
So we went with Rubio there. Interestingly, the point guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves is Ricky Rubio, and I'm not sure if some people weren't confused.
That's funny.
When they went in. He's from Spain, so I don't know if he could be president, but he speaks Spanish, and that seems to help.
And the ladies love him, so I assume it's fine. Hey, how are things with VibeScore? Are you guys continuing to grow?
Yeah, we are. Not as fast as I want us to. I'm still trying to figure out how to get the corporate buy-in. So attention, major corporations.
Yeah,
if you'd
sign
like
up today.
Us to give you an app that will actually enable you to engage people's perceptions of your products or services and score it, we can do that. But we sure have fun rating things like Megyn Kelly's hair and, how do you feel about candidates? How do you feel about TV shows? Things like that.
Megyn Kelly's hair, how did she do?
She was very high. She got a real good vibe score.
You
know,
in
the last debate, she's rocking
that. She's beautiful.
Thing,
she could be bald.
Yeah. Well, she's, so it can be trivial, but it can also be, you know, consequential stuff that we talk about on VibeScore, which is a free app. VibeScore is one word.
And Android or your Apple Store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so both of those. All right, so the Blackhawks in the Wild did a really cool thing the other day for a young man who's in the fight of his life, and he's a Minnesota kid named Matt Olson.
From Isanti.
Yeah, and where is Isanti?
Upstate, I don't ask me to get out my map, but you know, Minnesota's small towns from the Canadian border all the way down have generated some of these amazing hockey players, and this is just another story that's reminiscent of a story about a kid named Jack Jablonski, who about 5 years ago was playing high school hockey, checked into the boards, suffered a spinal injury, is not able to walk now, paralyzed from about the chest down, and we just see too many cases of these, and I so appreciate what everybody is doing. Have you seen the amount that people are donating now?
It's pretty great. And the Wild and Blackhawks have both put up a joint auction to try to raise funds for the Olson family, who you can imagine the amount of costs that they have to deal with beyond whatever insurance is going to cover and the recovery aspect of young Mr. Olson's life. But both teams offering experiences. I think the Wild were offering something where you could fly on the team plane.
They both are.
Oh, they both are.
Oh,
yeah. You have a day with the team. You have dinner with Savard. But the let me just go through the values of these. I mean, I'm sure you've looked at it, too. Travel with the Wild, $4,600 is the current bid.
That's great.
Take-home chef, $1,100. Wild player for a day, $2,000.
Now you get to take a Minnesota Wild player home?
I'm not sure how that works exactly.
Negotiate on your own if you're the winner.
$5,000 for the Blackhawks player for a day.
And oh,
the list goes on like that. I mean,
can we enter?
Which one's the Tinder thing, Andrea? If that's what
which one would you pick, Andrea?
All of them. I like them all equally.
Yeah. Do you have a new Blackhawk that you like of all the new Blackhawks that have shown up?
I like the bread man. He's a little young, though. I could be his mom. I could be his older sister.
Yeah. No, that's cougar time for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you remember when the Blackhawks first came to WGN and we had that meeting there in the conference room and we were meeting these players for the first time and they are so young.
And
they're not really big, you know?
No.
I mean, and so I'm standing there and everybody's got suits on from the Blackhawks and some of the players did, too. And I came up to Patrick Kane, and I asked him if he could get me a drink because I thought
he was an intern.
Yes, he looks. He's got this fresh face, pimply kid. I go, hey, can you get me?
That's tremendous.
Patrick. He's making $5 million.
I'd never do that story. That is tremendous.
Could you get me a drink, please,
John? Did you then say, "I'll grab you a drink, Patrick"? What do you need?
He did, but he flipped it between his legs, caught it on a stick, and handed it to me. So I knew he was something special.
You know the annual bowling thing they do. So the second or third year that Kaner was with the Blackhawks, probably the second year, I'm in the bowling thing, and I leave. And, you know, everybody's done this. It wasn't just me. I get into the elevator with my bowling shoes still on. And
nice.
It's just me and Kaner in the elevator with my daughter. And we're in the elevator, and Kaner looks at me, and he looks down at my shoes, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Forget anything."
Smarty pants.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was subtle that way. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're all. You know, that's the great thing about the hockey guys. Men, a few words, but most of them matter.
Yeah, I suppose so.
At WGN King John and your Saturday show here, we love it. By the way, you know, my son deserted me the other day, but your son.
I heard.
Your son, who does some great work here, is really impressive. Mm-hmm. And I think without him on your show, you're a dead man. I think he really makes you better.
Thank you for noticing that. At the end of the show, we do the Vibe Score segment where we take – and by the way, it was your son who coined Score the News, mm-hmm. not Swipe Left, Andrea, or Swipe
Right. I know.
That's where your head is. And
score
that's
the
fine.
News.
Score the News. And so then we all kind of chime in on what our scores for various topics and things are, and Griff participates in that, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's very good.
Fun. He's great.
How are things in Minneapolis-St. Paul?
You know, pretty good, Steve. We got a good gig up here. We love living up here, although, shoot, I love living in Chicago, too, but you can only be in one place, right? So this is where my job is right now, my Monday through Friday gig, and we like it up here.
Well, it's
had
just
a nice winter, too.
Yeah, and by the way, a nice winter for Minnesota. Exceptionally nice. Did you guys have snow cover the whole winter? You didn't, did you?
We did not. It was so weird because in the past it would be about now that it would just all start to melt. And right now, yesterday we just got a little bit of snow that is going to melt today. So it's been lucky. We've been lucky this winter.
You know, I was there for 5 years, and I love the Twin Cities. I moved here for the weather. Yeah, that's a true story. True story.
In Chicago, yeah. And so, the traffic, too, I hear, yeah.
So, John Williams, every afternoon on WCCO. Final question, Dave Ennett.
Yes, John, I know this is a little bit down the road here, and I don't want to get too far ahead. But
do you need a spotter, please?
Yeah,
say
November
yes.
19th at TCF Bank
there.
Stadium. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Go Cats.
11-19 TCF. Do I get to do some of the color commentary?
Why don't you put him on?
He's great.
Yeah.
I did last time.
Yeah,
he did in the last game, and I and so
did
I
you
got
freeze?
So I didn't freeze. I didn't shut up.
It was
early. That's great.
Yeah, it was earlier
and
in the year.
He turned to me and he said, "You need to still do the stats thing." And I wasn't spotting for him anymore. I was just talking freeform.
He kind of took over.
I took some calls. It was
He turned to Ed and said, "Can you go get me a drink?"
It's a game. It's not a talk show. All right, man. Thanks for doing this, Dave. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Andrea.
Bye, John.
Vibe
See you, John.
Score.
See you, John.
Check it out again. Vibe Score in your Apple Store or your Google Play Store on Android. 8:54. Steve Cochran Show. We continue next on 720 WGN.